Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. A lot has happened since September of 2010. That's when this radio station went on the air for the first time. That's when I got introduced to the craft of making good radio, and that's when I met a lot of you for the very first time. As you may know, my brain is list-friendly, so I found myself compiling lines of information which helped to define the past 16 years. During that time, somewhere around 700 babies were born to Viroqua-area parents. Pearl Swigum, the columnist, Rob Horwitz, the environmentalist, David Rhodes, the novelist, and Pete Swanson, the baseball coach, all passed on. People who were middle-aged in 2010 are old now. All of us have said goodbye to family and friends. For most of us, the experience only increases. Over the past 16 years, the average value of a home in Viroqua has gone from $160,000 to $270,000. The average cost of a new car has risen from $21,000 to $51,000. In the past 16 years, Viroqua has built a new public library and a new city hall. The Viroqua Cemetery has devoted 5 acres to eco-friendly green burial. Wisconsin has had 2 governors. Well, 3 if you count the last few months of Jim Doyle's administration. The country has had 4 presidents. 2 of them were the same guy. And that guy's been impeached twice. Russia invaded Ukraine. The United Kingdom left the European Union. The Paris Agreement on climate change was ratified. And the United States has walked away from it twice. From mask mandates to vaccine skepticism, the COVID pandemic separated us all in so many ways. It changed everything from office hours to viable public health care. We all lost someone to the disease, and so many relationships were strained by radically divergent opinions. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series. I'll repeat that for anyone who might have been away. 10 years ago, the Chicago Cubs won the World Series. Speaking of baseball, so many of my boyhood heroes have passed. Harmon Killebrew, Stan Musial, Ernie Banks, Yogi Berra, Frank Robinson, Whitey Ford, Henry Aaron, Bob Gibson, and Willie Mays, and that's just a few of them. The Westby hailstorm has come and gone, thank goodness, and many of you are still shaking your heads and replacing your roofs. We are approaching the 16th anniversary of WDRT's broadcasting in the Driftless and streaming all over the world. The station's efforts are supported by over 600 members, 137 volunteers, of whom 121 are on the air. 121 people in a town of 4,500, 121 people who come to you on a regular basis on the radio. DRT is a non-commercial, member-supported, ongoing radio experiment, offering music and stories and conversations and opinions and essays and citizens' access to the airwaves. 16 years of commercial free radio, 16 years of making radio the way we see fit. And my time at the station, I've served on the board twice. Hosted Life on the radio with the best radio partner in the world. I've spoken with so many marvelous guests on Conversations. Symphony Sunday has been part of my world for 13 years now. 3 years ago, we created our quiz show. And there have been 16 years of Fridays. As of this morning, we will have spent these 5 minutes together 800 times. 800 mornings. You and me. I like that. I like that a lot.